from the Legend Media Production Studios, My Christian Films presents Real Men Talk, giving information, support, and encouragement to men of Christ. Here's your host, Chris Cuff.
Well, fellas, I hit the record button, so, and we're streaming live. We're streaming live on Facebook Live. This is the Real Men Talk Show, and we are here to support the brothers in Christ that walk with God, try to be righteous, try their best to do what they can.
Yep.
And really the purpose, I was talking to Marty about this yesterday, the purpose of this show, we're just letting everybody out there know that you're not the only one going through the things you're going through. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We're not the answer to all your problems or anything like that, but we just want to let you know that you're not alone.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
We are really blessed today. I got four of my brothers here. Marty's working in the back, of course. He said, but
some of us got to work.
Yes.
He like out go to grouch. He pops his head out of the trash every now and then.
Yep.
All the electronics.
Marty.
My name is Chris Cuff. To my left, I have Mr. Roger D'Souza. He's returned to hang out with us.
Yep.
Thank you for coming.
Not a problem.
Crosstown. My main man, Frankie Carrots. Frank Caratini is in the house, repping the Cowboys.
That's right.
And my brother Sergio back in the house. What's up, Sergio?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
How are you?
What's going on? Good.
How are you?
I'm good, man.
Good,
thank you.
Good. Thank you so much
for having me.
Absolutely. So we were kicking ideas around, and Sergio threw it out since the time of the year. What's the reason for the season? It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
It's holiday time. Last week we talked about brothers that, you know, everybody's running, trying to get gifts for everybody, and your wife and the kids want this, and they want, you know, PS4 and all this stuff. Well, what if you ain't got it? You know what I'm saying? What if you don't have the money to buy all these things? And how that feels as a man, you're supposed to be the provider and everything, and you ain't got it. So we kicked that around, so check that episode out online. This week, we're just going to talk, get right down to the whole, the center of everything.
Right.
It ain't even about the shopping and stuff. Even though they gave gifts of was it gold, myrrh, and frankincense?
That's right.
But it's not all about the gifts, man. It's the reason for the season. That's what we're going to talk about in a second. It's the Real Men Talk Show.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Just treat me better. After all, we're in this together.
To get your high blood pressure to a healthy range, visit heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plotto and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We are back. This is the Real Men Talk Show. We were talking about the reason for the season, and we're actually having a fellowship right here on Facebook Live and in the studio. Roger D'Souza is here. Frank Caratini is back in the house. Sergio is back with us. And any minute now, that door's going to pop open, and you'll see Marty's head.
Waiting on Marty.
Marty's head's going to pop in. We're talking about the reason for the season. We're here to celebrate Jesus.
Yes, sir.
For Christmas.
Amen.
Not the malls. You notice, I mean, the world is changing because everybody's a lot more people shopping online, right?
Yes.
And, you know, some of the big boys have shifted and stuff, but the king used to be the shopping mall, right?
Oh, yeah.
The shopping mall used to be the place. It was the top for Christmas.
Yeah.
But even the top will fade away.
Yeah.
But Jesus,
I remember New York, just going out down the street in Macy's in New York City, and and see all the decorations and looking forward to the parade. And stuff.
Yeah, and I don't know if this happened with you, but in Jersey, I lived in North Jersey, yeah, where there's a lot of shopping malls. No tax. No sales
that's
tax.
That's right. That's right.
So they used to flood Jersey. I don't know if it happened your way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? They used to flood Jersey, and the highways get all clogged up. All those New Yorkers coming over there trying to save the tax. But it's not. Now malls are failing, and they're, we got them all down by where I live. That it's empty, man. Sears left. JCPenney is holding on, like Starbucks is gone. Used to have Sbarro's. Sbarro's is gone. You know, it's all so Subway left.
That's what I said. If you don't have a dot com, you're dot gone.
Yeah. Sure.
But most of them do, but it's location, you know.
It's location.
It's location.
Even what is it? Over here on East Colonial.
Fashion Square.
That's in the center of town.
Well, the West Oaks one, it's already been going down south for a while.
These
malls.
West Oaks is gone. They've become movie theaters and bowling alleys.
That's it.
Oviedo is declining.
Oviedo too?
They're trying to bring it back, but
Oviedo's been on the decline for a while.
And the new one down by I Drive, they turned it into Artagon. They even closed that. That was supposed to be another... Wow. Yeah, big mall.
It seems like the only things that are happening right now are the outlets.
And
basically what's happened is that Amazon has put a new spin on things. And with this same day delivery, and you have, I mean, I had somebody in my house order Amazon, and it was there the next day by a regular driver.
Yeah.
You know, like these Uber drivers, but they just hire regular drivers now, and they're paying them really good just to deliver their product the next day.
Yeah, it's like they're taking over. All of a sudden in my neighborhood, I used to see a lot of FedEx, UPS, whatever. Yeah. But now it's the A-Van, Amazon. I noticed like about 6 months ago, this white van going around. What is this A?
Yeah.
Amazon has their own delivery now. And
now
they're
Walmart's trying to do the same thing.
And they're taking over. Free delivery, I mean, for everything.
Yeah. Yeah, Walmart opened this huge warehouse off of Interstate 4 down by us. Biggest warehouse I've ever seen.
Yeah, and they're going to build...
that's how they're going to do 2-day delivery anything.
And Amazon's going to build that warehouse or something down there. Massive.
Yeah, they got one. They've got one less than a mile from the Walmart place already.
Wow.
I ordered something, and this was like earlier in the year. I ordered on a Friday. And a postman delivered it on Sunday to my house.
Yes.
Right. Sunday.
On Sunday. When do you see the post office? I've seen them drive around on Sunday, too.
They have to stay in business.
Yes, sir.
Amazon pays the post office to take your stuff.
They got
to
compete.
Well,
you got to stay relevant.
As you can see, what we're talking about, that's exactly what has sidetracked our Christmas season.
What are we supposed to be talking about?
That's
the point was.
Exactly.
The king of retail, the shopping malls, is faded. Even that king is faded.
That's right.
But Jesus, the king, will be forever.
That's right.
Amen. And that is who we're supposed to be celebrating.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Sergio, my brother from another mother, thank you again so much. I'm going to thank y'all like 20 times for coming today.
You're welcome.
I wanted to ask you to just kick off, since you threw the topic off, man. Just kick it off. Tell me what you're talking about. And you brought this to us. So let's go.
Well, in recent years, we've seen where the Merry Christmas slogan, has been, you know, put off to the side, and we're all talking about happy holidays. Mm-hmm. And there was a time there where you see where in recent years it was a trend going on where Christmas was trying to be removed to changing the name to Xmas and this and this and that. But I think that we have to go back to look at history and what the scriptures tell us about who the king is and the Son of Man who was born and why he came. So I think our nation right now, the Christian community, is just on a rise. We're coming back strong. We're not taking that status quo anymore and sitting on the sidelines and say, you know what, whatever they want to run with and all of that stuff. We're just going to rise up and say, you know what, we're here for a reason. Mm-hmm. The reason is Jesus Christ.
Right.
And we're going to say Merry Christmas. Yeah. And that brought to me, like, a lot of things went through my mind and ideas, and the topic came about because we are here to celebrate his birth.
Amen.
Number one, we're here to celebrate his birth, and not only his birth, but his life.
Right.
Everything that he did through his 30 years, you know, of ministry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry. He started ministry when he was 30. Mm-hmm. So 30, yeah. It was 3 years of ministry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So correcting myself, yeah. There, Bishop. And everything
and,
he
but
did.
He was ministering when he was 12 years old.
So, he was, you know, in the he was there, you know, and mm-hmm. in the gatherings and all of that stuff in the temples. But that's the main thing that, you know, we got to go back to that. We got to remember why he was here. I have some scripture here, but we get to that later.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think about that, guys? I mean, I want to get your perspective as that.
A couple of words that you mentioned was, you said we need to get back to that. And I would like to be a little bit more specific. We need to sit down with our kids.
There you go.
And teach them.
Mm-hmm.
Not only about the birth of Christ or the life of Christ, but the purpose of Christ.
Amen.
Because this season, God didn't ordain this season just because it's the birth of Christ, but there was a reason and a purpose for the birth. We are talking about redemption of a people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your Redeemer lives.
He's here. Yes.
See what I'm saying? So, while we are celebrating this quote-unquote season with love and fellowship and all that stuff, we need to constantly be teaching our kids the purpose for this season and the purpose of Christ.
Right.
Why was this birth so special?
Yes, and you know what? Before Frank hits out, you hit that right on. Because our kids right now, what are they doing? They're on the tablet, they're on the phone, they're on video games. You know, they get very little if the parents take them to church and go to Sunday school, if at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they're, but at home, that's where we got to step up.
Right.
Step we got to step up the game.
There you go.
Definitely.
Show them
who
it's not hard, man.
Okay, we might celebrate by buying Christmas gifts.
Yeah. But, and that's okay.
But why? The purpose. Let's get back to the purpose.
Let's get back
right?
to the purpose.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Good where you hit on the kids. Well, I mean,
don't hit on the kids.
That's another topic.
Yeah, that's a whole other topic.
I go by scripture. I don't spare the rod.
Amen. Amen.
Anyway, with my kids, we taught them from a very young age. A very young age, and some people are like, you know, oh, you know, they, you know, and the thing is like you say, with parents, they want to skirt on that, you know, oh, you know, this, you know, that. No, tell them the truth. They mm-hmm. will appreciate it in the long run.
Right.
Yeah, I remember one time when my oldest daughter, she was young, we were in New York City, and I was working, just got out of work, me and my wife were walking, and somebody from that knows me comes up to us, oh, hi, you know, looking at my daughter, and, you know, they go, oh, you ready for what Santa Claus is going to bring you this year? And my daughter is like 4 or 5 years old, looks at her, no, it's not Santa. Santa's funny, but it's Jesus. Jesus
is the
one.
You go, girl.
And at that very moment,
yeah.
I was like, you know, I was a little embarrassed because this was somebody we knew, a friend.
Yeah.
And then the Lord just spoke to me and says, do not be embarrassed for you teaching your children the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
It's the
Amen.
Truth.
Amen.
You know,
it's the truth.
And from it was from that very moment that we instilled in our children the very truth of Christmas.
Amen.
It's funny.
Amen.
I get calls now and people want this, they're setting up this, they want to set up their parties, they want their coquito, they want and it's funny how they're worried about everything else. Now listen. You know, and then you have those that are Christians as well are like, well, you know, that's not the day that he was born. And it's a day that we remember his birth.
Birth.
Amen.
That's what I want to get out of the way right now. It's a day we remember his birth.
We have holidays
throughout the whole year that remember to celebrate that.
Right.
And that's the day we celebrate it.
Right.
We can have
20 brothers in here debating on what day Jesus was born.
Doesn't really matter.
He was born.
He was born.
The Redeemer
was
born.
That's the important thing.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what we got to give thanks for in this holiday.
That's
the,
right.
Hey, the gifts are fine. They give gifts to Jesus. There's mm-hmm. no problem giving gifts to your children. It's when we put all this other stuff above the King of Kings
right.
that was born for us.
You better
Amen.
Preach.
Amen.
Let me take a break. Let me take a break. Catch
he
breath.
Wants a break now.
Catch your breath.
That's the truth.
Everybody out there, just take 5 minutes to recover. Not 5 minutes, but we will be right back. This is the Real Man Talk Show.
He can't handle the truth.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui.
Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
That's right.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. This is Real Man Talk Show. We are talking about the reason for the season. We're having a little men's fellowship here, how it should be done. This is how it happens, man, right?
That's
this is how it's supposed to happen, right?
Yeah, man.
We sit around and we talk. We did talk a little bit about the Cowboys.
In prompt, man.
I do have to say, you know, Brother Roger has the right hat on.
Yes.
He usually comes in rocking his, Royal Caribbean gear.
Yeah. Royal Caribbean.
But yeah,
RCL.
But he came in his shirt. His hat says Christ is King.
Yeah, that's my Amen. Team captain right there.
There you go, team captain. That's what's
yes.
up. That's what's up. All right, so we were talking about teaching your children about the reason for the season. What are other ways that we can impact? I mean, you know, with our families and outside of our families, yeah. what can we do to make some noise, which seems to be what society's all about now. Squeaky wheel gets the oil and gets the attention. How can we can raise some more attention to get it back to Christ? Silence.
I would just live it out.
Live it out.
You know, that's what we're called to do. This
right.
is a season where, for God so gave, you know, and that's what we need to do, you
mm-hmm.
know, in this season. And you see it a lot, you know, it doesn't get talked about a lot, but I'm sure like everybody's church here and there's organizations all around just Orlando alone that I know that are, you know, giving gifts to children and you know, doing a lot of things throughout this season.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of stuff that doesn't get looked at. I mean, you see all the little parades and you see this and that on the news and the
right.
media. But you don't see all the giving that's going on behind. So you don't see a lot of the good stuff that's happening throughout this season.
It's announced
right.
that this church is doing this and that
right.
church is doing that. But they don't do stories on it. They don't talk about the people that are being helped and
mm-hmm.
how much work the church had to do, even to raise the money to give away food or bikes or presents to the kids. They just say, oh, yeah, you know, St. Joe's Church is
yeah.
doing a feeding the homeless.
Hey,
da, da, da,
when,
da.
When I grew up, every year, around this time, starting November,
mm-hmm.
I would watch cartoons and I would watch shows on TV all the way up until Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And they mentioned Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Even
yeah.
Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, this is the reason
yeah.
for the season,
yeah.
Charlie
right.
Brown.
Right.
And, you know, it's, again, the media, we have gotten away from that. But like he was saying, it's coming back.
It's coming
yeah.
back.
A lot of the major networks, a lot of the major media companies out there are realizing that. You see how they have Faith Fox and Faith
yeah.
this. They're realizing now that, hey, listen, there's something to these faith-based. People want this. This is what they really want. They don't want all these reality shows. They really want this. And I believe they're making a comeback, just like he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
shout out to
yeah,
Linus.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the one that
yes.
he's the one that read the scripture.
That's right.
Yeah. Go Bottom ahead, line is we outnumber as far as Christians in this nation, we outnumber the rest by tons, okay? More than 2 to 1. So then when you look at what the TV companies need to do, there's no reasoning with that. You go by ratings, right?
Mm-hmm.
So who are you going to cater to?
the 10% or the 90%? Where are you gonna your revenue gonna come from? 10% or the 90%? So they're getting smart. Plus, what's happening now with all the sex scandals and all that stuff going on up there and the TV and all this stuff? So God is in a, it's in a way, it's a movement that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now I'm gonna put my prophetic hat on because God has given me the gift to speak about some things. And the movement is coming where you're going to see more and more Christian leaders being raised up in TV, in radio, in the airwaves. Because the Bible says that who is the prince of the airwaves? The enemy, right?
Right.
But God is above that.
Yeah. Amen.
God is the ultimate creator of everything.
Amen.
Okay? The universe. He formed the earth 7 days. You know the story. So He has a plan and a strategy for everything. He only lets the enemy have so much rope before he pulls them back. He says, you know what? I got another plan. My people here who are called by my name, right?
Yeah.
I got a plan for them. I call them to be the light of the world. The light of the world, right? So we got to what? Rise up. Let our light shine. And this is what's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming forward where, you know what? My faith, my belief, my morality, and my belief in Christ is greater than what is going on in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to follow the world. I'm going to stand with Christ. And therefore, this is happening where people are turning off, just like the NFL. Let me just mention one. NFL. All the protesting, all the stuff going on, right?
Yeah.
What happened? People said, you know what? I'm done. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. I'm here for entertainment, to watch a game. I'm not going to sit around and watch all this other stuff going on.
Right.
Because everybody can march and have their day down, you know, Washington Avenue, whatever that street is in Washington, D.C., right? So it has to be the right platform where you do this kind of events. And what God is saying is, let me bring you back to me. Pursue. Follow me first, and I will lead you. I'll show you the way. Don't be misled, okay? Because I got a revelation word a few months ago saying that what's happening. I said, God, what is happening with all this turmoil out here in the world? He said, the spirit of deception is running about loose on the earth.
That's the truth.
I said, wow. So how do we stop that? How do we combat that? Well, number one, put your faith in Christ. Pray. You got to be praying. You got to be on your knees. You got to be in the Holy of Holies. You got to get down and pray. God, bring this nation back to you.
Amen.
And that's what I've been doing. And you're going to see these things are going to start. They already start happening because the darkness, you know, what's hidden in the dark will be what? Come to the light. Amen. It's going to come. It's going to come forward. Even when we had the hurricane season, right? And this is the thing that you talked about. They wanted to expose certain churches or pastors, like the one in Houston. Saying that they didn't want to do this, X, Y, C, and all of it. How can this man do this, and that when the street is flooded 4 feet up and they can't get into the facility? See, there's different things that the media wants to put out there, but they don't want to put the truth. When the waters receded, how many people were sheltered in that place? They never put that out there.
They didn't.
Never put that out there. So that's the thing. They pick and choose, but it's coming to the point where they can't do that anymore because people would turn off that channel and be like, you know what? I'm going to follow the truth, and I'm going to follow what God put in my heart to follow. And that's what I'm going to do because salvation, listen, that's the only thing we have to look forward to, right? He says that we will go and be with him in the heavens, right? So am I willing to throw all that away? No, that's why we're here. That's why we're here. And we're going to remember him. We're going to Remember his purpose. We're going to celebrate him. And this is why we're here for this season, baby. Amen. That's right.
Roger, what do you think?
However, are we, as Christians, are we really, have we submitted, surrendered 100% to the kingdom of God? You know, we keep playing this game. The enemy will always be there.
Yes.
The enemy will always mess with us. However, in Hebrews it talks about peace. That peace is our God. It's our protector. If we walk by faith, we shall be protected. We shall be guarded against the arrows and the slings of the enemy. However, God is not going to give you that protection that you need if you're lukewarm, if you're trying to play both sides. Like I shared with the congregation Sunday. This kingdom of God thing is not a democracy. You ain't got no say.
Come on now. You know, bring it. Frank,
you ain't got no say. He's preaching now. It's not, well, I'm right, man. I got my rights. No, you don't.
No.
We talked He's about sitting that. On we the throne.
About, we talked about that last week.
Come
we
on.
We talked about that last week. Who says that you deserve anything? You know what I'm saying? Who says that you deserve anything?
You don't. Right.
You don't.
We are sinners. First and foremost, we're sinners.
It's not a right. It's a privilege.
It is a privilege.
It's a gift of grace.
Yes. Amen.
Salvation.
Yes.
Wow.
And that salvation is what we celebrate.
Thank you.
This time of year.
Yes.
Yes, sir. He sent not only his begotten son, but God himself.
Yes.
Amen.
God himself said, dudes, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you guys a second chance because the first Adam messed up. I'm going to send the second Adam.
Right.
Man, that's a forgiving God.
To make this relatable, this story I've told before, there was a man who had one son. And at the time this man was living, there was a disease that was spreading all over the world. And the doctors discovered that this one son had an enzyme in his blood that was different from anyone else. So they said they couldn't harvest his blood while he was alive. So the man would have to sacrifice his son for the whole world. That is God and Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Just imagine your daughter, my daughters, your son, your kids. You had to sacrifice them for the world. That really hits hard.
Yeah.
That really, really hits hard.
Yeah. What's running through my mind is that's a perfect example of what are you willing in your life, not so much your son, your daughter, but you personally, to give up.
Right.
For the gift of salvation, of eternal life.
Amen.
At what point in your walk on this earth is enough is enough? And I'm talking about surrender today and then, you know, go back to the other side of the street tomorrow. You know, because we are called to be witnesses and we got to be witnessing every day. And yeah, we gonna mess up. I have messed up. But thank God, because of Christ, we celebrate. He's the door. He's the way.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying? Amen.
Yeah.
Christ is peace. He is love. I mean, that's the Messiah right there. So as we celebrate this season, let people see that door, that light, that way, that vine, Let's live it out. Mm-hmm. And I want to challenge us today, because they say if you do something over and over and over again, it becomes a habit.
Yes.
They talked about if you do something for such and such and such a days, it becomes a habit. Let's use this season coming up to express this light, and hopefully it becomes a habit into 2018.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
January, yes. February, March, April,
yes.
May.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Let me take a quick break. This is the Real Man Talk Show.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You have some scriptures that you'd like to share?
Yes.
About some of the things that we're talking about?
You got something before that?
No,
you're good. Okay. So the first scripture was Luke 2:11. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in the swaddling cloth, laying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Amen.
That's the first scripture I got there. So then after that, I was like, okay, let me look a little more, because always the New Testament always references back to the Old Testament,
mm-hmm.
because there has to be like what you call confirmation.
It's a foreshadow.
Foreshadow of each other. Yeah. So we go back to Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called. And this is where it just hit me, because I have this big poster, and you guys have seen it probably at the Christian stores, has all the names mm-hmm. given to Christ mm-hmm. that are written in scripture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's what the scripture says. But I have about 40 other names that I looked up. He is the Advocate. He is the Lamb of God, the Resurrection and the Life. He's the Shepherd. He's the Bishop of your souls. Mm. He looks after you. He's the Judge. He's the Lord of Lords. Man of sorrows, head of church, master. He's the rock. Who is he? He's the rock of your salvation.
Amen.
He's the high priest, baby. Amen. He's the door. Didn't you talk about the door? The door to what? What is he the door to? Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. He's the door. He's the door. He's the living water. I mean, there's so much scripture here. He's absolutely the bread of life. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger.
Amen.
Look at that right Amen. There. Never Look hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst. So you're never going to hunger.
Never.
You're never going to thirst.
Never.
He's the light of the world. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, mm-hmm. but have light and life. So if you're walking in darkness, this is a scripture for you.
Amen.
He is the Redeemer. He is the Redeemer. I know, for my Redeemer lives, said Job. He shall stand at last on the earth. And that prophecy came true. Job 33:28. He will redeem his soul from going down to the pit, and life shall see the light. I mean, there's so many more scriptures. And the last one that I'm going to leave you with. He is the way, the truth, and the life.
There you go.
Okay? Yeah. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Amen.
And Philippians 2:9-11. Therefore, God also highly exalted in him and given him the name which above is above every name, that name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and those under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
I mean, there's so many scriptures, so many reasons to celebrate. There is a name for everything that you may be going through.
But let me throw this through again. How do we celebrate? Because folks that are listening to us right now, again, a lot of scriptures have become like a cliche now. It's
you right. Let's
celebrate Christ.
Yeah.
Right. How?
And not so much how I, but right. How is it ordained that I celebrate
right, him.
Son of God.
Yes.
How does my Father want me to celebrate his Son?
Come on, Frank, you got it.
I would say the scriptures that he read, and the whole Word of God was written to the believer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was instruction to the believer. And the only way that Christ is going to be back in Christmas is by the believers acting Christ-like. And that's where it comes down to what you were saying. We have so many Christians that are on both sides of the fence that are lukewarm. You know, not that we're perfect, but we need to take Christ seriously again.
Amen.
You know, and I made that a purpose in my house, just looking at this year, to make Christ the center of this season. You know, there's been times where there's been three gifts under the tree,
mm-hmm.
and there's been times where the tree has been covered with gifts.
Right.
And either one of those times, if Christ is not the center, it doesn't matter how many or how little is there.
Mm-hmm.
Because the greatest gift that I can give my children, that I can give my family, Amen. And anybody that God has put into my influence, the greatest gift I can give them is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
And when they receive him, then I have given them a gift that is eternal no matter what my wallet says.
Right.
I'm giving them something Amen. That will last them forever.
Amen. Amen.
Not like my kids, they open a gift and they play with the box when they were younger. I just spent $100 on that gift and you play with the box. Right.
Amen.
But
Amen.
He is the reason for the season.
He is God the reason for the
wrote
season.
This book for us as another gift that he gave us.
Yes.
God is a giving God.
Amen.
He's constantly giving.
Amen.
Yes. You know, we give it this time of the year, but we need to be like Christ, and we need to be constantly giving.
Right.
Christmas needs to be seen in us for everybody all throughout the year.
Amen. Right.
And I'm just so grateful and thankful for God for giving me that gift, giving me my children, my family, and brothers like this to share all of this with.
Let me just tack on something that you said there again, and again, I'll keep it to the scriptures. Exodus 23, I can't remember the verses, but it talks about God is instructing his people to, they're building a tabernacle. So he's telling them about building a table and he's giving instructions and dimensions. But he said, upon that table, put this bread.
Mm.
And that word bread translates into the presence of God. And when you go back into the New Testament, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy daily. He doesn't say yearly, weekly, monthly, bi-weekly, when you feel like. Christ is our daily bread. Our
Amen.
Daily bread. We need to make this relationship that we have with Christ
daily. Daily.
Because that's our daily bread. And that's what we got to, in this Christmas season, instill in our kids, young people, teenagers, it's a daily thing. It's not just for the season, great, you know, and then, you know, put it aside, put up in the attic, whatever it is. It has to become a daily thing.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes. And that and that goes back to what you mentioned earlier, asking how.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledging him.
Yes.
In everything and all that we do daily.
Daily.
Get back to
daily.
And the names that you just said, is if us as Christians could remember what you just said with all of those names,
mm-hmm.
that when we're in certain situations,
there it is.
Okay, he's the one that's handling this.
Right.
There it is.
And if people see that in us, it gives them hope.
Thank you.
Yes. This is the real man talk show.
Thank you.
So we're talking about the real man at Christmas.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
And like he did Abraham, whatever you're going through, God already has his plan and his provisional and promises already laid out. He is waiting to show you who he is in this particular situation, like he did with Abraham. It's only until Abraham did his thing with Isaac, then Abraham realized, man, you're real. I mean, this, the promises that you said, there's my provision right there.
Yes.
Amen.
And
yes.
That's what we got to get to.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Mm. This was just awesome. Awesome. So the word and everything that's being spoken today is just super, super powerful. Something that I want to point out is something that I pointed out at the beginning. This is what this show is all about. This is the stuff that we talk about after a men's breakfast.
That's right.
Or, Amen. You know, a men's meeting. Some of us get together and cluster, and we just talk about the greatness of God. Greatness and some God. Teach others, and some have
that's
questions.
What fellowshipping is
and
all
those
about.
Questions are answered.
Yes, sir.
And that's what it's
yes,
all about.
Sir. Yes, Amen. Sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. We always used to talk about how we hated when a pastor or associate pastor would come up and build a strict program out of our men's ministry. You know what I'm saying? This is for us to
let the Spirit do what the Spirit does best.
Let the Spirit do
stay
it,
your lane.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because I heard somebody say it really good one time, though. It was a minister, and he said it. I mean, you could hear a pin drop in the church. He says, man, I love our men's ministry. I love our ladies' ministry. I love our couples' ministry. He went on and on and on and on. He goes like this. But how many of you are bringing that ministry outside of that ministry?
Amen.
Go. Yeah.
And that's where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we can get all hype and spiritual each other as brothers together and lift each other up. But are we taking that with us outside that door, outside that, and bringing it into our home, bringing it to our neighbor, bringing it to our friend, bringing it to our coworker? Yeah, I admit a lot of times I miss the mark when I know God put it there.
Amen.
But
Amen.
God is forgiving.
Amen.
He gives you another opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
And another one, and another one.
Right.
So, I mean, I love what we do here, but we need to bring it out. Like he's putting it over the airwaves right now. Chris is bringing it out there. We need to bring it out in our daily.
Bring it out.
In the Walmart.
That's my vision for 2018.
Amen.
Because my desire, my passion for 2018, God willing, is to work with ministers and churches and ministries to equip them to do exactly what it is you just spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to pray for these leaders that God, the Spirit of God, speak to the men of God, women of God, to open up their hearts and their spirit, to allow God's people to come in and teach that stuff and equip them.
Yes.
Because too many times pride steps into the, he's not a celebrity pastor, we need a big name up in here.
Right.
If there's no big name, you're not going to draw the crowd.
Right.
If you don't draw the crowd, you're not going to get the offerings.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't about that, man. It's about equipping you.
Only one big name and he's on your hat.
There you go.
That's
it right there.
And
full
you know, and he left the 99 to get the
one. That's right.
It's not about those numbers.
It's about
the souls.
Like I told the folks, man, it says seek for the
kingdom
of God, his righteousness, and all. But leave the adding to him, man.
Yes.
I'm happy he does the adding, not me.
And that's another day and another topic.
Yes.
man.
That's I'm all right seeker.
Yes.
I'm gonna be a seeker.
Hallelujah.
This is phenomenal. So, guys, this is it for the year. I want to thank all you guys for coming.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Chris.
Hanging out and just sharing the word. This is just awesome.
Hallelujah.
Like you said, we could go all day. We could stop mm-hmm. this recording and just keep talking. We always do. We always wind out talking here, mm-hmm. talking then, in the yeah. lobby, then talking out by the cars. It's always like that. Yeah. Right. I just want to say I love you guys. Yeah, I love right everything that you guys have done, man. I appreciate man. You guys supporting. Yeah. Amen. Yes. Amen. So we will see you guys in January. Anything you guys want to promote? Do you want to promote Rosie stuff? Anything you want to talk about really, really quick?
I promote it all the time. I just want to say a quick prayer. Just it's on my heart. Okay, Father, Lord God, just thank you, Father. I thank you for this time, for the season. Sir. I thank you for the ultimate gift, Lord God. Yes. Your son, Jesus thank Christ, you, Jesus. Lord God. Let us Hallelujah. Walk in your ways, Father, throughout this year coming up. And Father, I just want to thank you and bless Chris,
yes,
Lord God, and thank what you, he is Lord. Doing, Lord God, yes, with Lord. The Real Men Talk Show, yeah, Lord God. I pray, so Lord God, that this going into 2018, Lord God, it will be yes, touching Lord. Lives, Lord yes. God.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, let the ears yes, hear yes, what your Spirit is saying, Lord God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Through these microphones, Lord
thank
God.
You, bless Lord. Chris,
bless his family, Lord God. Lord God, bless his yes. finances, Lord
yes,
God.
Yes.
We pray a special help blessing God. Over his ministry, Lord yes, God, that you put on his heart, Lord God. Yes, bless Lord. It going yes, into 2018, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
The phenomenal, phenomenal stories, yes, Lord God, that he won't even know until he gets to heaven. Lord God, we just thank you. Thank you for my brothers and sisters here. Yeah, bless them. Bless their Jesus. Homes, their family, yes, Lord God.
Jesus.
And we just give you all the glory and honor. All in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Yes. Amen.
Awesome.
You receive that. You receive that.
Yes.
That by Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Can't end it any better than that.
Amen.
See you guys in January. This is the Real Men Talk Show.
All right. Yeah.